This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Greco spoke about the fans. See, we are in challenge mode here. You got that out of me. So pay attention because we got a trophy and everything, folks. John Greco brought it up. You're saying that there are people in the mentions who are dredging this up because we'll do this for one more day. We got Rodney coming in who say I'm nuts that there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands that were cheering.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten a few. There seems to be a disagreement on how many people did.
Well, I can't take a head count. I can only go from my experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, you know, people are accusing us of defending the fans that were doing it.
I'm not defending the fans that are doing it. I'm defending Browns fans as a whole.
I don't think we've done that.
There were not 70,000 people in that stadium doing that.
But like I said, Bottlegate at most, 25, 30 people were throwing bottles, but some of them were throwing two or three or four. Well, at the end, it's 72,000. 72,000 people threw bottles that day at the fans and the referees and the players. That's just how it goes down.
Yeah.
So when you're hearing people talk about this, once the players all decided, according to Daryl, to talk about this after the game, then that just became a fact. That just became how it's going to be written in the history books.
And what it did is it put it, and I think a lot of fans are getting upset because it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Again, this is where I think that 99% of fans, in fact, I know because I was in the stadium, in the stands. 99% of fans were not whooping it up and hooting and hollering. I'm not saying that 99% of fans were sad to see him go. No. I'm saying they weren't hooting and hollering because they weren't going to get dirt on their name just because they didn't like him. And there's also the point of, wait a minute, whoa. You're going to turn it around and turn it on us? Like Daryl, I'm not going to say what Daryl said. I don't believe that to be the case. I don't want to believe that's the case. I don't want to believe that they had some meeting and they closed the media off, and the media had to remember that Daryl said they closed the doors behind the media in the conference room, which is something, according to Daryl, they never do. And they all met, and they said they're going to yell, they're going to talk about the fans. Because that is a massive distraction to put it back on the fans and have the fans arguing amongst themselves, which is a hell of a move if they really wanted to do it, instead of talking about, well, we can't have an offensive line that blocks, and our quarterback situation is bad, and our coaching is downright an abomination right now. And that maybe it was Bill Callahan, after all, that was the puppet master of all this. That our kicker can't hit field goals anymore. Yeah, that went by. That we still can't get lined up right in week 7. High school football teams in D7 get lined up right by the time week 1 comes around. There are kids who put on helmets for the first time and go start week 1, and they can get lined up right. You're professionals. You can't get lined up right. Jed Wills doing ole. Inside over linebacker. First rule of football. It's right there, sir. Right there. Turn around, looking around. Like that, what was the cat meme? That's what it looked like. Are we doing that to cover up for this? Because you can yell and scream at all the fans. The fans can change their behavior. They'll sit on their hands, I guess, next time anybody gets hurt. But again, there probably wouldn't be such feelings if that person gets hurt, for crying out loud. But do I have any trust that you're going to get lined up right on Sunday against Baltimore?
Well,
do I have any trust that you're going to be able to find the right people to block on Sunday?
I don't know. Maybe we're disagreeing here. I just don't think the story of that game was how badly they played, because it feels like the season's over. So the story is going to be Deshaun Watson,
but
him going down,
yes,
and the fans' reaction to it, and the fans' reaction throughout the day.
It's the biggest thing. But when you make it the biggest thing instead of what they did wrong, it would have been, if that never happens, and they go out and they just lose that game against the Bengals, it's the same old, but we're yelling about the same old, and we're even angrier because we have to continue to do so. So there's more heat on the people involved. And again, you agreed with me this entire time because of what they said on Sunday afternoon.
That this
would
be the story.
Where Greg Newsom let him have it,
yeah.
And where Miles let him have it, and where other players let him have it as well, that if they go out there and he gets beat over the top on Sunday, guess what people are calling in on Monday about Greg Newsom? Oh, you're going to tell me how to do my job? Or you're going to tell me how to live my
life?
Yeah,
but did you realistically ever think that the players were going to not side with their teammates over the fans?
No!
They're always going to side with their team. And by the way, I know there's no analogy I could even think of to relate it to anything we do in the, quote, real world, and that's not even me and you because we're not really doing that, but somebody who's on a job site, you think they're going to side with someone else over their teammates or coworkers?
No.
I mean, these guys, they feel like the only people that understand what they do is each other.
And that's
And so
why...
when they see an injured player that is crying and letting out that kind of emotion, and yet even if it were only a fraction of the fans that, you know, were reacting in the way that they were reacting, you know, that's what stood out to them. The game is the game, but that stuff transcends the game to them.
And that and I understand, and that's why I've said what I've said over the last couple of days. I think that we are a bunch of nameless gray faces to them, but I would understand because I believe that they play a what about me game or what if it were me game as they see anybody. They could not like the guy personally. They're still whole football players. So if the worst thing that you could think of happens where you're being carted out of a stadium, you know, you guys made the joke about me doing a tomahawk chop the day I got carted out of a stadium for crying out loud, which is not true. Did give the thumbs up. However, like no one ever wants to take that ride. A lot of guys have taken that ride. And it's a terrible thing to do because if you're getting carted out, very rarely does a guy get carted out and he's back on the field that year. It's over. And for some guys, it's over forever. And for that case, they get worried about that and they think, okay, what if they sat there and cheered me? You guys don't care about me at all. I'm over here. This is an emotional moment. And they look up and they probably saw some person who was overserved in the stands whooping it up over Deshaun Watson getting hurt. Or they probably saw a gaggle of people who were overserved in the stands whooping it up. But when it was thousands upon thousands. No. And I'll take it to my dying day. I was there.
Well, we'll ask Rodney McLeod that coming up in just about 24 minutes.
I love how you're getting this stoked up. Both of you guys. I know what you're doing to me. Why do I always have to be the heavy? You're the slippery wizard. Why can't you step in there and have some stones?
Why you have to be the heavy is pretty obvious.
Okay, fair enough.
Come on.
No, that's it. It's true. I am the biggest person in here. Why do I always got to be the one to do it? Why can't you do it?
Maybe
he ain't going to get up and hit you.
No, maybe it's just that, you know, you guys don't see eye to eye on things. You know, me and Rodney, parents. We're living on the West Side. We have more things in common than you could ever imagine.
So you must believe that all Browns fans should be ashamed of themselves then, huh? I mean, two can play this game.
You're assuming Rodney's going to pin that all on the fans?
I'm not sure. All I know is that I'm pro-Browns fan. I'm the one who was here before him, and I'll be the one who is here after him. And so will all the Browns fans. We can play this game if we want to. I've learned a thing or two from the wizard here over the last near decade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.